guess, first off, how would you describe the way the team's been able to regroup here over the past few weeks after the game against Oklahoma State and just getting themselves ready for this game Friday night?
It just, it gave us an extra little boost because we don't want to end our season the way we played against Oklahoma State, and everybody's anxious to, to reprove ourselves because that was an embarrassing loss for us, and we just need to show the country that, that we're not giving up on this season. We still have one more game, and we're just going to play our butts off and try to regroup.
You describe that as an embarrassing loss. When you're coming off a game like that, is it one of those feelings where you want to get back on the field right away and go again?
Yeah. If it was up to me, we could have played another game right after that game. But, and then it's been so long. All we've been thinking about is, not playing well in that game. And we really need to end this season on a good note, and that's the main focus. So, we've all been in the film room extra time, and practice is kicked up a notch, and, we'll be ready to go Saturday or Friday.
I got to ask you about Blake Bell, because I was talking with Gabe, and he said that his nickname now is just Dozer.
Yeah, the Bell Dozer.
What does he bring? What type of element does he bring, and just how has it changed, I don't want to say the attitude, but just how does it change the aspect of a game when you're going up against a team and they have to now deal with that on top of what you're already capable of?
Right. Oklahoma, we've been known to have some great offenses come through here, but we never did try anything too crazy, and that's just our way of, that's having fun because we kind of keep it simple as far as offense, and when we can change it up and bring Blake Bell in, and he's a great physical specimen. We bring him in, try some different stuff. It works out, especially when it works. It's fun to do, and he brings a lot of excitement and that extra little oomph on our offense.
With Landry, have you noticed any change in him here over these last few weeks? Because I know a lot of people are going to look at the last few games since Ryan got hurt, and they're like, he struggled. He hasn't been the same quarterback since then. But what have you seen in him that maybe would lead you to think, he hasn't really changed. It's just, and those are more like aberrations.
It's nothing. It's not. It's all of us, And Landry depends on everybody to, to do his job, just like we depend on him to do ours. And everybody's play needed to step up after Ryan went down, and we knew that. Some games we did, we picked it up a notch, and some games we didn't, and it showed. And Landry depends on us for a lot of things, and when we're not playing right, of course he's going to make some mistakes. And, we just have to pick it up and play for him a little better.
What stands out to you about Iowa's defense?
First thing that comes to mind is physicality, very physical. Big Ten football, they're big, thick, strong guys. They like to get after you. And, I like those kind of games. They're just very physical. They play smart. They don't do, they don't do too much exotic things. They just line up and pretty much say they're going to beat you with, they're just going to be more physical and they're going to be more disciplined. And they're just going to beat you that way.
You say that you like those kind of games. Is it easier in the sense that you know what to expect? Or does it become more difficult because of the fact that, they make it obvious what they're going to do, yet they seem to be very effective?
Right. Yeah, it's easier. It's when they line up and they tell you what they're going to do, you just have to be more disciplined than they are. You're going to have to work harder than they work. And they usually outwork people. And we just, we can't let that happen. If they do, it'll be a long day for us.
How much has discipline been stressed to you guys?
It's been that way all year, but seeing them on film, it's like, you know, they can't be, you know, we have to be more disciplined. And that's been a very strong point Coach Stoops been making, all our assistant coaches been making. So being disciplined is going to be a big factor in the game. Yeah.